The senior commander of the Palestinian armed group, Al-Aqsa Brigades, has been killed in a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. The military says it surrounded the home of Ibrahim Nabulsi before an exchange of gunfire. Two others were killed in the operation. More than 40 people were reported injured. Nabulsi was widely known as the Lion of Nablus. Israel blamed him for a series of attacks on its forces. He was a senior figure in Al-Aqsa Brigades, a coalition of Palestinian armed groups in the occupied West Bank. Nabulsi had been targeted in two previous Israeli operations. Two Palestinians were killed in the last one in July. Well, John Holman joins us now live from Nablus. John, you've just arrived at the scene of the raid. What more can you tell us about what's happening there now?
Actually, we're at the hospital right now in Nablus. This is where the latest numbers we have are more than 60 people injured. We're getting that from the Red Crescent. Three people, as you mentioned, that were killed in this. So as well as Ibrahim al-Nabulsi, also two other people, one of them in an apartment with him and also a 16-year-old. So you can see how many people that are out and around here, a sort of testament to how popular here this leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade was. He was young, and people say here quite charismatic. He had a strong presence on social media as well. So you can see a lot of young people here. We just had the family as well go past us. Later on today, reasonably soon actually, we'll probably have also the funeral because the body is here as well. Now, we've just been speaking to an eyewitness, someone who was here while the raid took place, and basically confirming some of the details that also the Israeli military gave out, which was that they had an area in the old town of Nablus surrounded, and then they went after Ibrahim al-Nabulsi, who barricaded himself into a building with gunmen who were supporting him. That raid lasted, or attack by the Israeli forces, lasted for a number of hours. People are saying here from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. In the morning. They also fired a shoulder-fired missile at some point, and there was also gas, is what people here were telling us, used to disperse people, a tear gas-type substance. You can just hear people as well, like sort of shouting slogans and things like that, just as we're transmitting. After that, the leader of one of the leaders of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade was killed. And this is important as well, because this happened in Area A. Nablus, where we are right now, is Area A. So just to explain to our audience, this is an area in which Israeli forces under the Oslo Agreement aren't actually meant to go into. And in this occasion, they obviously went in force. It's not completely unusual for them to commit to go in and raid areas like Nablus. It is not that common for them to go in with the number of people, with the number of soldiers that they did so. And it's also not that common for them to do it during the hours of daylight as opposed to in the middle of the night. Definitely there's a general strike here also in Nablus that we're hearing is also expanding to Ramallah as people mourn the death of this commander.
And just on him, he was obviously dubbed the Lion of Nablus. So just how significant is his death?
I think it's hugely significant to the people here in Nablus. If we're talking about the picture of Israel and the occupied territories as a whole, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade is the military arm of Fatah, which is the dominant organisation here, and of course you've got the Palestinian Authority, but it is separate from Islamic Jihad. Now, for our audience who's been watching us in the last few days, the problems and the escalation in Gaza is between the Israeli state and Islamic Jihad, a more powerful group. So this is separate from that conflict. What is interesting about this is that Israel, just after This escalation with Gaza, they've only just had a ceasefire broken by the Egyptians, and they still sent forces into here. Now, we've been speaking to analysts within Israel that have been sort of highlighting that and saying that that's really a sign of Israel trying to fragment and divide the two, to say, well, that ceasefire is one thing. That doesn't mean that we're going to stop acting against other armed groups in the occupied West Bank, and we're not going to sort of stay our hand from going after them at the moment.
John Holman, thank you very much for that update.